Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life. All right, this is Josh, and I'm here with Scott.
Hey, Josh. Good afternoon.
And we are—it's Tuesday, and we had a big weekend at Grace.
Yes, big weekend, big Monday, already a big Tuesday.
That's right.
But it's good to sit down with you and do this podcast.
Yeah. So we wanted to just highlight a couple things that happened over the weekend. One was had a great women's gathering. I mean, yeah. I wasn't there, but I heard it was great.
It was great. I wasn't there either, but it was great. Yeah, women's gathering on Saturday. A big weekend, big full. I hope ministry, not just activity, but ministry weekend. Started with the women's gathering.
Yeah, we had that. And then Sunday, you know, it was a wonderful worship service. We also had some visitors with us, Florine and Denise Vasiliou. And Florine is the pastor at Adora Christi Church in Iași, Romania, which is where our youth group has gone for mission trips for the last 2 years. We're not able to go this week, but Florine was in town. They're actually, she's studying at Waco, at Baylor, on a full
Florine's wife.
That's right, Denise is. And so they're kind of over there a good bit right now, while their son Andre, who's like the assistant pastor, youth pastor there, he's kind of running the church a lot. And they were able to meet with us, so that was a great meeting as well. And then on Sunday evening, we had a prayer gathering.
Yeah.
And that was for praying for loved ones.
Yeah.
Which was also great. And that's really what we want to talk about today.
Yeah, we're going to do the podcast on the Sunday night, a follow-up from the Sunday night prayer meeting.
Now, I think one thing that is a theme for some people is, let's say you're a parent and you have a child who is not walking with the Lord currently, like an adult child or something, and then they're, you know, it can be kind of intimidating to walk into church and talk about that sometimes, or at least there's a mental block there. Why do you think that would be?
Yeah. Well, the answer to that is kind of goes into the idea of, why is that? Because they might not feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Why would they not feel comfortable? Because a lot of reasons, but one of them might be that they don't feel like this is a church with the culture, the kind of culture where it's you're free to talk about that without something coming back at you. And you're free to be that you're going to be prayed for, which was kind of the first thing that I tried to start with Sunday night. So again, just to frame it up for everybody, if you weren't there, we had a good group, but if you weren't there, we had a prayer meeting on Sunday night, and it was more generally about praying for your loved ones. But we spent a lot of time honing in on what you just said, the parent who has the adult child, or maybe young person, but old enough to have had some experience with the faith, and then maybe walked away, and all the current terms we used, you know, deconstruct, progressive Christianity, abandoning the faith altogether.
Right.
And we were talking about, how to pray for those. And so the first point is what you said, why is it that might be uncomfortable for people? And part of that is there might not be a culture in the church to do that.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? I hope at Grace we are the kind of church where when that sort of thing happens, a parent who has an adult child could find other believers to just say it. My child has walked away.
Yeah.
My child is not a Christian. My child has, and then maybe gone into some kind of what we would consider to be really sinful, destructive, even unbelieving lifestyle. And know this, number one, they know that they're not going to be rejected themselves. They're not going to be looked down on as bad parents.
Right.
Things are going to be kept confidential. They're not going to become the talk. And they're actually going to be prayed for.
Right.
So when someone asks, the point I was trying to make Sunday night is when someone asks for prayer, that's not the time for the parenting seminar. There are other times when people need to learn about parenting, and when people might even need to confess bad relationships, bad parenting, or bad relationship with your parents, and deal with that so that you don't live under the shame, so you don't pray anymore.
Yeah.
But in the moment, we're talking about praying, and so developing the culture, I think, would be helpful for people entering and feeling comfortable to share these things.
Yeah, I think also just like knowing that they're not alone. I think there's like a kind of an assumption that I'm the only person that deals with this. If it's not being talked about frequently, people might just think they get very isolated because it's something they're dealing with by themselves. So,
great point.
Yeah,
any kind of suffering in life, mm-hmm. It just comes with the feeling that you're the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have a church where, there are lots of struggles on a lot of levels, people can know that and be prayed for. And having a gathering like that sort of lets people see each other.
Yeah. And when you all met on Sunday night, there's an emphasis that kind of started with how do we approach this as individuals. So talk about that for a moment.
Yeah. So when we're praying, first, you know, we're praying together and we have a culture at our church now where we can pray for each other about these things. But then when the person goes to prayer, I encouraged Sunday night to really stop before we just jump right into a bunch of requests and say, all right, well, let's talk about, number one, the glory of God, and number two, our own hearts. Mm. Because very often what happens is a person who has a loved one, and in the case we're talking about now, an adult child has walked away from the faith. We want to just start in with all the requests so God will do things so that our adult child or our family member will, you know, not suffer consequences, not be in harm's way, and get their life straight so that they'll be comfortable and we will too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have to slow down and say, let's think about God's glory, because that's ultimately what this is all about. It's ultimately why God saves us. Are we seeking God's glory, or are we just seeking to have our own fears relieved?
Right.
And when we're seeking for our own fears relieved, we might not be praying intelligently. When we're seeking God's glory, we have the ability to pray in faith.
Yeah.
And then what about our own souls? Mm. Because, you know, anytime you're up close and personal with someone who doesn't know Christ, and you're praying for them, particularly, I think, a parent toward an adult child, a teenager even, things get exposed in our hearts. Mm. Pride, fear of looking bad if our children don't turn out right. It's going to reflect on our parenting, you know, those kinds of things. And that gets exposed.
Yeah.
And we need to just let God work in our hearts. Sometimes what gets exposed is that maybe we didn't do things well. And okay, what do you do with that? Well, you confess that to the Lord, and you then receive His cleansing and His forgiveness and the assurance of it so that you don't live in shame, because shame doesn't do anything but keep you from praying. It just keeps you focused on yourself.
Right.
So the approach, I think, is really important. Seek God's glory. Let whatever exposes in your heart be brought out to the Lord. Let God work in your own life.
Yeah.
Pray about that, and then maybe we can start to focus a little bit more clearly on how to pray for our loved one.
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of how we approach the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's give a little overview of like how do we pray for them? Like what do we need to be doing?
Oh, well, we had a handout Sunday night of 12 things to pray for and to pray about. Some of it we've already covered, but, you know, I would encourage people who are praying for their loved ones who have walked away from the faith or not Christians, start by entrusting them to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Pray prayers in faith. I would be, you know, pray for their actual conversion and their salvation. It's very tempting to pray that circumstances will go well so that people won't feel pain.
Yeah.
When really, you know, that is important. But the main thing is to actually pray for someone to be saved. Pray that God will prepare their hearts. You know, God can use all kinds of things to bring conviction of sin.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of people forget to pray that. Lord, I pray for my child that he or she will do this so this bad thing won't happen. Well, that you're not praying for conviction of sin. You're not praying. So we can pray for that. Lord, use circumstances, use their own insight into their own heart to bring about that sense of sinfulness and the sense of the futility of life without Christ. You want to pray, you know, aim at the heart. I would really be praying that God would expose our children and our loved ones, whoever they are, to the gospel. Mm-hmm. Are there friends in college? Are there friends, adult friends in their neighborhood? Have they started attending a church? You know, whatever the means, are there podcasts or books they might be reading or listening to? Pray that God, you know, would expose them to the gospel.
Yeah.
I think a great prayer is pray for whatever seed that has been sown in earlier life to be brought to their remembrance. God can do that. One thing I heard years ago from a couple who were praying for their daughter, they said they learned to pray very specifically, and I use the word intelligently, about the specific place in their daughter, who was an adult and had walked away from Christ, their daughter's place of deception and rebellion. Because that's the place of spiritual warfare. That's the place where the devil has blinded them and where they are living out of their own self-will. Hmm. So I don't know what it was for them, but, you know, examples would be, you know, an adult child has strayed from the faith because they've started to question basic doctrines of Christ and the reality of Christ's death and resurrection. That would be a doctrinal place. Or they've come to believe that there are multiple ways to God.
Yeah.
That's a place of deception. Or they have just found themselves in a very sinful pattern of living that is feeding their sinful pleasure, and that's their place of rebellion. Mm. Or they're just such so filled with pride and themselves that they just can't stand the thought of anybody telling them what to do.
Yeah.
And so if you can know that about the person you're praying for, and pray specifically, directly, intelligently about those things, because that really is the place of warfare.
Yeah.
And then certainly I would encourage praying from the Bible. However, I would not encourage people to go hunting through the Bible to find things that happen to people in the Bible and then use that as a, you know, to kind of as a name it, claim it sort of a mentality.
Right.
Or, well, that happened then, I'm going to claim that for my child. No, just, you know, the Lord knows what he's doing. We don't have to try to manipulate things. But we can pray the general places in the Bible that talks about God moving upon the heart.
Yeah.
You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It's God who says, let light, who said, let light be in, shine in darkness. It's God who shines in the heart to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You can pray those things. And there are many, many other passages that people can look at. And then learn to pray with each other and just trust God and don't give up. Those are some of the things that we talked about, but really tried to encourage people to know you're not alone. People are praying, can pray with you, and God is with you, and he cares. Mm-hmm. And we can, as you know, a church, in some senses, we can be the fellowship of the brokenhearted people,
yeah,
gathering around each other and praying for our loved ones.
Hmm. Yeah. So if you weren't there on Sunday night, if you were there, hopefully it was an encouragement to you.
Yeah.
If you weren't there, just know you're not alone. If you got a loved one who's not walking with the Lord, maybe we'll take this list that you gave and put that in the show notes the podcast. Yeah. So you can get that. And have a look through those. But be praying and don't be afraid to speak up and ask for other people to join you in prayer.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to do that together.
Yeah, great.
All right. Well, we'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks.